This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My dear brothers in Islam, in today's khutbah, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, we're going to be talking about a love, a form of love that history has never seen. And that is the love of the Sahaba, the companions of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you look into the seerah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you look into the stories of the Sahaba and how they used to strive to show their love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see amazing stories. Amazing wallahi. One day the Sahaba were walking with Umar ibn al-Khattab, and other Sahaba were walking with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umar said, "Ya Rasulullah, barely you are more beloved to me than everything and everybody except for myself." And it's natural that a person loves himself usually more than anything, anybody. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, "La, ya Umar." He said, "No." And he said, "None of you believes until I am more beloved to him than himself and his mother, his father and his son and all of mankind." After this, Umar ibn Khattab, he said, "Now, ya Rasulullah, you are more beloved to me even than myself." He said, "Al-an, ya Umar." Now, ya Umar, you've reached the level of Iman. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in another hadith, "La yu'minu ahadukum hatta akun ahabba ilayhi min waladihi wa walidihi wa nas ajma'in." That none of you truly believes, none of you is truly a believer until I am more beloved to him than his son, his father, mother and father, the parents, and all of mankind. This is the true Iman. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made following our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a sign, a condition to fulfill our love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we're truly going to love Allah, then we have to follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Surah Ali Imran, "Qul in kuntum tuhibbuna Allah fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum wallahu ghafurur rahim." In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Say, O Muhammad, tell mankind that verily if you love Allah, then follow me. In return, Allah will love you and he will forgive you of your sins." When we look at the love of the companions, we look at the implementation. The companions understood that the love of the Prophet ﷺ meant following him. That's why they would do everything the Prophet ﷺ did. That's why they would imitate everything the Prophet ﷺ did. In a beautiful story, the Sahabi Thawban radiallahu anhu, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." "Say, Rasulullah," he said, "barely you are more beloved to me than myself and my family and everything." And he said, "When I think about you, when I'm in my house," he said, "I only find upon myself." He said, "I have to come look for you. I have to come find you." He said, "I have to come see you so I can relax. Because I can't relax until I see you." But he said, "But then when I think about my death, and I think about your death," he said, "I become scared. Because," he said, "no doubt you will be in the high levels of the Jannah." And he said, "I'm afraid I will not reach those levels. So I'm afraid I won't reach those levels, so I won't be able to see you in the hereafter." All of the blessings of the Jannah, the palaces, the gold, the silver, the pearls, all of the pleasure that we'll have in the paradise, his main concern, it's not that, it's about not being able to see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he didn't answer him at first, until Jibreel came to him with the wahi, with the revelation, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسَنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Then Jibreel came with the verse, with this verse, when he said, "And whoever obeys Allah and his messenger, once again goes back to the following, to obeying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, that verily they will be with the Nabiyeen and the Shuhada, the martyrs and the Salihin. And who is better than to be with companionship with these people on the Day of Judgment? Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu was asked, how was your love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He said, radiallahu anhu, he said, our love for him was more than the love of our money and our children and our mothers and our fathers, and from cold water on a very hot day. When you're very, very thirsty, you can't even swallow, you can think about it. And they're living in the middle of the desert. He said, it's more beloved to us than all of that, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's more beloved to us than all of that, alayhi salatu wasalam. And a beautiful story, the Sahabi Zayd ibn Dathina radiallahu an was one of the first Muslims captured as a prisoner of war. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent out the Sahaba to teach the who claimed they were new Muslims, he was captured by Quraysh. And Quraysh came out to see him. They want to see the first POW of the Muslims. They came out to see him, and he was preparing himself, and they asked him. Abu Sufyan came to him and he said, Ya Zayd, he said, let me ask you a question. He said, all you've done for Islam, all you did for Muhammad, as Abu Sufyan was not Muslim at this time, all you did for Muhammad, he said, would you prefer that Muhammad was here in your spot right now and you were at home with your family, relaxing, kicking back? Zayd said to him these beautiful words. He said, no, wallahi. He said, I wouldn't want Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam to be harmed with a thorn that pricks him, and I am with my family relaxing. I mean, I would rather die here right now than have a thorn harm the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Look at this love, how it reached. Abu Sufyan then spoke the words of truth. He was an Muslim at this time. He said, wallahi, swore by Allah, he said, I've never seen love for anybody, for the companion, like the love of the companions of Muhammad for Muhammad. Honestly. He said, that's something I've never seen before. At this stage, you're about to get your head chopped off. And you say, I want nothing to harm him, even if that means dying myself. SubhanAllah. When we look into the story of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, when it came to the migration, the hijrah, Aisha radiallahu anha, she reported the story. She said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to us at a time, a strategical move by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said he came to us at a time where he never came before. Usually people were relaxing during this time, around dawn, when it's really hot. He said he came to this time, and Abu Bakr said, there's something going on, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam doesn't come visit us at this time. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered into the room and he said, have the people inside go outside. And he said, don't worry, Ya Rasulullah, these are your family, Aisha and Asma. So he said to him, I have got permission. I've been given permission to make hijrah. Abu Bakr became so excited, radiallahu anhu. He said, a suhbah. He said, I'll be with you in the hijrah. And he said, nah, yes, you'll be with me. Abu Bakr, he was so happy and so thrilled because of the love he had for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and being able to travel with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even though that he knew this meant risking his own life, that he broke down into tears, radiallahu anhu. And Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, I never knew until that day that a man could cry from happiness until I saw my father crying when he got the news from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he would be with him in the hijrah. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went out to make hijrah, he was the one who volunteered to sleep in the bed of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even though he knew that all of the families of Quraysh had gathered some of their most fierce young warriors outside of his door. At any time they could have broke down the door and started stabbing who was in the bed. But Ali radiallahu anhu, being the brave lion that he was, risked his life for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, as they started to go south, as they made hijrah, as they started to leave, he said he would go in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then on his right, and then in his back, and then on the left. And he was nervous. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, what are you doing? He said, when I think about them coming behind us, trying to capture us, he said, I go back so I can defend you. He said, when I think about something maybe will harm you from the front, I go in the front, so if something's going to happen to you, or somebody's going to get harmed, I'll get harmed and you won't get harmed. SubhanAllah, look at this love. As they're in the cave, waiting for during the three days, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu made sure there was nothing in the cave that could harm the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fell asleep, and when he put his head onto the knee of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, a snake came out and bit Abu Bakr. But he refused to even make a noise because he didn't want to disturb the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while he was sleeping, because he loved the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much. But the pain got to him, and his eyes were filled with tears. And so the teardrop came down and hit the face of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He woke up and said, what happened to Abu Bakr? And he said, I was bit by a snake, Ya Rasulullah. He said, why didn't you wake me up? He said, I didn't want to disturb you while you were sleeping. SubhanAllah. We see how the Sahaba radiallahu anhum used to strive to protect the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to show their love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. During the Battle of Uhud, when the Kufar of Quraysh were 2,300, fully prepared, the Sahaba were only 950. When they got to Uhud, Abdullah ibn Ubayy ibn Salul said, I'm not convinced this is a good idea. So he took all of his followers from the Munafiqeen, from the hypocrites, back to Medina with him, 300 of them, leaving the Sahaba as only 650. Third of the army, gone. The Sahaba said, here we are, Ya Rasulullah. Here's our souls for you. Do what you please with us. SubhanAllah. During this battle, as the Kufar Quraysh came around the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Talha ibn Ubaidillah radiallahu anhu, as the sword was coming down to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he put his own hand up, sacrificed his own hand, and his finger cut off to defend the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when his helmet, the metal from his helmet went into his face, they were going to pull it out, he said, no, stop. Because if we pull it out, it might leave a scar on the face of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he pulled it out with his own teeth, so it would come out straight, perfectly straight, and wouldn't harm the face of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even though his own tooth was pulled out when he was doing it, because of the love they have for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the sahabiyat, a woman from the Ansar, after the Battle of Uhud, she came out looking, running. Where's the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said, wait a minute. He said, we have some bad news for you. So where's the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said, listen to us, first of all, your father died in the battle. Your brother died and your husband died. She said, I don't care about that right now. Where is the Prophet? What happened to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This is the main thing. Is he okay? He said, alhamdulillah, he's fine. She said, no, I want to see him. I have to see him. Make sure he's okay. SubhanAllah. Look at this love. She saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she said, alhamdulillah, ya Rasulullah, anything that happens after you, it's something we can take. It's something easy. SubhanAllah. The Sahaba of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and their love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he said, a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said to him, Ya Rasulullah, mata as-sa'a? When will the hour be? And he said, mata a'adatta laha? So what have you prepared for the sa'a? He said, hubballah wa rasulihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The love of Allah and His Messenger. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Al-mar'u ma man ahab. That verily the individual will be with that who he loves. Anas radiallahu anhu, he said, we never became, in all of the Sahaba, we never became more happy with any word or anything after becoming Muslims, after Islam, than the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that verily you are with those who you love. And that's why he said, radiallahu anhu, he said, and I love Allah. And I love His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, and I love Abu Bakr. And I love Umar radiallahu anhuma. He said, even if I haven't reached what they have reached in the deeds, he said, inshallah, I will be with them on the Day of Judgment. True success, my dear brothers in Islam, in this life and in the next, is in following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And making the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam our role model. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us, فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ وَعَزَرُوهُ وَنَصَرُوهُ وَاتَّبَعُوا النُّورَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعَهُ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. In this verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, and those who believe in Him, in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they honor Him, and they support Him, and they followed the light that was sent down with him. Follow his sunnah. They became their role model. That verily these people are the ones who are successful. Ulaikahum muflihun. That verily these are the ones who are successful. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who are successful in this life and the next. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who truly love our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts and in our actions. And Allah knows best. Allahu alam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala Nabi Muhammad wa sallam alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.